down. You're the next contestant in the Craigslist Price is Right.
Anthony is joining us this morning from his mansion in Spanish Trails. Hello, Anthony. Ooh. How are you?
I wish. Yeah. I'm doing good, though.
So you're actually in Spanish Trails, but it's somebody else's mansion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably around $10 million.
Oh, really? Damn. Wow.
Steal some stuff for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, check the jewelry boxes in the master bedroom. Get me a watch.
I'm the one installing all those jewelry boxes and closets.
Oh,
nice.
All right, so you're a contractor. You're taking a little time out of your busy day. Thank you for that. This is Craigslist. Price is Right. You can win yourself some tickets to go see Dirty Heads, along with Iration and Mandalay Bay Beach Pool on June 29th. If you are able to choose the right contestant playing on your behalf today, would you like to go with me, Mahoney, or Sylvia?
All right, let's do Mahoney.
All right, good luck
to
you.
Smart choice.
Mahoney?
Undefeated at this game so
you
far.
You are not undefeated at this
I
game.
I am undefeated. That is true.
Didn't Dave win at one point?
Yep. No, he did not.
Yep. I win all the time.
No.
All right, so Mahoney, since you are playing on the behalf of Anthony, you're going to get to go last. Sylvia, you're up first on item number one.
Okay. You guys ready? Item number one. This one is titled African Whip 4 Foot Leather Copper Bone Must See.
So this is a African...
This is an
whip.
It looks like an African whip here. Now, the description says, might be African, whip, 4 foot cane, leather, copper, must see. It was an estate sale find. Now, people have traveled to African and brought back items. I don't know anything about this piece. If you know anything about this piece, please email or text me.
So they're selling it. They know nothing about it. And they said people have traveled to African and brought back items. All right.
Okay.
It does look very intricate. It is 4 foot long. And, again, seems pretty detailed.
Not quite an Indiana Jones whip.
No.
And it says it's a bone whip question mark. So it looks like it may be something, not like a traditional whip, but sort of like a riding crop made out of bone.
Okay.
So it's strange. But, Sylvia, you're up first. What's your guess?
I'm going to say
$30. Okay.
I'm going to go a little higher than that. I'm going to say $75.
I am going to go... $32.
$32. Taking the under.
Actual right. Craigslist price, Dave, $75.
A winner.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right.
Did you slip him the numbers before this?
Absolutely
kind
not.
Kind of cheating crap is going on here.
Mahoney, just because he was like right on the dot doesn't mean that he was cheating.
Yeah, it does. Because
Dave doesn't.
Dave is obvious like that when he's cheating.
What? Okay. No, if I was going to cheat, I would have said like $74
and
$1 off. Sorry, Anthony. So far, your choice has been terrible. All right, on to item number two. I will go first on this one since I got the last one right.
Okay, item number two. This one is labeled $700 thrusting sex machine.
Is it $700?
Now, it is not $700. Now, this is the, quote, power banger by Doc Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Compatible with all Vacu-Lock systems and toys. It cost $700 from Deja Vu Sex Shop in Vegas, sat around as a gift.
Oh, boy.
Barely used.
Barely?
Barely used.
No.
Obviously, all toys are interchangeable, so you would be getting that. Thrust nice. Fun toy.
There's a picture of it for you guys to take a look at. It's still in the box.
It's still in the box.
Like if I just walk past this on, say, a Walmart shelf, I would just think this is a vacuum cleaner
right,
of some sort.
It does look like a vacuum cleaner.
You know?
Why would you save the box for this? Like,
always
I get saving the
box.
The box for, like, a TV, because when you move, it's a pain in the ass.
The
but why are you saying the vacuum thruster box
this
after
is the,
it's been barely used?
This is the kink by Doc Johnson. It's called the power banger. All right, I
feel like it'd be funnier if it was made by Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, right. That one costs extra.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
I'm going to say $200.
$200 from Dave. Yep.
I am going to go $280.
Mahoney with $280. Sylvia.
$200 was my was also my answer, so I'll do $201.
$201. Actual Craigslist price. Mahoney, congrats, $290.
That's
all right.
Right.
Not bad.
Okay.
Mahoney knows his thrust machine.
I do.
It says that this is for sale from a guy named Mason Jabroni. Mm. All right, that's interesting. Okay.
That's legit.
So I'm on the board with one. Mahoney is on the board
Mahoney
with one.
Mahoney is also on the board with
Sylvia,
one.
Sylvia, you have to get this next point in order to stay alive. Otherwise, we're going to eliminate you.
Absolutely
also,
need to.
When you're, you know, when you're selling a sex thruster, whatever it is, barely seems like the wrong word.
Barely used.
Because it just gives you that, like, bare, B-A-R-E.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's go slay next.
Okay, on to the next one. Here we go.
All right, this one has a little bit of music here. Welcome back. We got a Welcome Back, Cotter paper doll.
All right.
An original box, uncut, 1976 Toy Factory. All right, so this it's a great piece of 70s memorabilia. Mr. Cotter stands 14 inches tall, and it has, quote, the magic touch feature, which allows you to rub on and then peel off the clothes.
Are we sure that's the, I mean, because the guy from Welcome Back, Cotter, looks a lot like Ron Jeremy.
He does, yeah. So this is one of those toys that existed, I imagine, before television really did. Because
this is like from the 70s.
Yeah, can I see it again?
Yes. Yeah, sure. There you
it is.
It's a paper doll.
It's a classic piece of 70s memorabilia. Comes with 3 sheets of uncut clothes and accessories.
I am going to go $15.
$15
on the Welcome Back, Cotter paper doll.
Okay.
Sylvia?
I'll do 16.
16?
Son of a bitch.
What? I wanted to do 15.
Ice her out, Dave. Ice her out.
I'm going to go 17.
What you get.
Actual Craigslist price, $22. Sylvia, get on
it. Oh,
dang
it.
All right, so that
$22.
Means Sylvia has been eliminated. She is awful at this game. That means that Mahoney, you have 1 point. I have 2. You can tie it up here with this next one and then go for the win. Best of luck to you and to Anthony, who you're playing on behalf of.
Okay.
If I get this next one, though, Anthony gets iced out and we give the tickets away to caller number 10.
Oh, God.
What is our next item, Ian?
Our next item is a ED pump.
An ET? Yeah. Like ET?
No.
ED as in
the ED as in dog.
A little bit of dysfunction.
Yeah.
Yes, we got a pump here.
It's electoral dysfunction. It is voting day.
No, not electoral.
What is it, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It's a slide whistle?
Boom, 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 boom.
It's erectile dysfunction.
Does it make that sound when that happens?
We've got Nesteem Osborne. That's the brand. ED pump with bands. Now, I don't know what the bands are used for.
What are the bands for?
It works great. Comes with original case, paperwork, and instructions. Not a cheap sex shop version. This is medical grade, guys. This guy hates to sell it.
But why is there...
Okay. Why are you... I mean, I'm looking at those bands. That's so creepy.
Dave,
it does look
for?
Like it's a well-made piece of equipment, though.
It does.
It's not medical grade, right?
It does not look cheap.
Viagra just seems so much easier than having to bust out a...
Like the rubber bands.
It does have a carrying case, though.
Like, yeah, I feel like this is like, hold on, baby, let me put together some IKEA furniture before we get sexy.
All right,
Dave, you lead us off on this one.
Medical grade.
It doesn't say if it's used or not. It's got
to
be used.
I think it has to be used.
This guy hates to sell it.
Hates to so it has.
Okay,
to be
I can only imagine it works so well.
If he hates to sell it and it has to be used, I'm gonna. Oof. $80.
$80 from Dave.
All right.
Mahoney.
I think it's going to be more than that. I got to go $81.
Oh, man.
I think this thing's going to break 100.
Actual Craigslist price. Mahoney, $100.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
Holy cow.
All right. It all comes down to this.
We have one final item to go.
Yes.
Anthony, if he gets this correct, you are going to see Dirty Heads. If not, you lose.
Come
you get
on,
nothing.
Mahoney.
This is tough, though.
Now, this one is probably the weirdest item that I found. This one is a Magnum hair dryer. Now, it's a Magnum Model 357, but it's not a gun.
It looks like a gun.
It's a hair dryer.
So it
looks like a gun that you point at your head. It looks like you're pointing a Magnum 357 at your head, but it's a hair dryer.
Who manufactured this product? Who is your target audience?
Now, the description just says, Hablo Español, new. This is very obviously a antiquated hair dryer.
It's got to be from the 80s.
Hold on. It comes with a holster.
It
How
does.
Cute.
It's like a charging holster. You see that thing?
And if you look closely, it says morbid. Fun for the whole family.
Fun for the whole family?
What's
going to be so fun, pointing a 357 hair dryer at your head.
Oh, man. This is something else.
I don't even know where to begin on this.
For a beautician.
All right, Mahoney.
All right, Mahoney. What are we thinking for the Magnum 357 model hair dryer?
This is so tough.
It's up there.
You think this one? You think this is up there?
This is a pretty unique
a lot
item.
Of money for scissors and things at those barber shops.
Yeah, but I don't know if this is a barber shop. Like, this looks like the home version.
Like, if it's a themes barber shop.
All right, make your guess.
I am going to bid $45 for the Magnum 357 hair dryer.
$45?
$45.
No way. This is such a unique item. It's going to be way more than that. I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to ice you out on this because I think that I'm going to say $130.
Oh, you're way over.
$130.
You're way over.
In a turn of events, Mahoney, congratulations. Actual Craigslist price, $125.
Oh, the
table.
Oh,
Dave!
Oh, man.
You were close.
Oh, man.
Oh,
just went over. I should have iced you out. I should have done 46.
And if you guys look closely at the picture, the guy in the middle looks a lot like Matthew McConaughey. He does.
He looks like if Matthew McConaughey and Richard Simmons had a kid.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Isn't that creepy?
Oh, he looks like sick Johnny Depp.
Anthony, congratulations to you, man. Going to see Dirty Heads. Well done, man. Wow. Thank you for playing.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.